We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davim and Menachem Shem Chanyachem and Pinchas Elio. We are in Arios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Horu Beis Din V'yadu Shato. Case where Beis Din gave this Psak Halacha, this Hora, this permission, only realizing afterwards that this was, this whatever they permitted is really something for which you Chayiv Kares, if you do it B'mezin, Chayiv Karban Chatas, if you do it B'shogek. So our example, they permitted people to eat spelt bread on Pesach, and most of the people followed. And then they recognized, they realized that they made a mistake. So the chazubahem, so they retracted. So now we're going to speak about a case based in retracted their psak halacha. It's no longer permitted. They realize their error, but someone didn't realize based in retracted their halacha. So that's what we're about to talk about. Someone who followed, assuming they were totally based in, now recognizing that they rescinded this permission. So says the Mishnah, Bein Sheheviu Kaparasan, whether they brought the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur atonement, Uvein Shelo Heviu Kaparasan, or they did not. We'll learn a little bit later whether that's something that the Tzibur brings or something that the Beis Din brings. V'halach v'asal pion. Then you have one individual who followed Psak of Beis Din, not recognizing that they rescinded their Psak. So Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says such a person is exempt from a Karban Chatos. We consider him still a Tole b'Beis Din. He was relying on the Psak of Beis Din. Most of the people follow that, so he can be included in that group, and therefore he's pater from a carbon. And that is interesting, because the Chiddush here, the Mishnah says, this is not only if they had not yet brought the par helam double shel tzibur. This is true even if Beis Din had already brought the par helam double shel tzibur. Sounds like this person was not included in that par, in that atonement, and nonetheless he's going to be exempted, according to Rabbi Shimon, from his own personal sin offering. Now why should that be? He's not covered. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explained in Hilchos Shgagos in Perek Yudalev that you see from here that it's not about coverage. When we speak about someone who is following a psak of Beis Din, an erroneous psak of Beis Din, so such a person, it's not that, well, if he's covered by the par helam davar shel tzibur, so that he's exempt from a personal sin offering. But if he's not, then he has to bring. It's not true. You see that the very nature of that avera, where you are totally Beis Din, and the majority of the people follow the psak of Beis Din, it's irrelevant whether the Beis Din had already brought their karban or not. Even if they already brought it, you can be totally Beis Din, and you're not chayav your own personal sin offering, because such a psak halacha, where most of the tzibur follows, is exempt, such a person exempt from a personal karban chatas, whether or not they're covered, so to speak, by the par helam davar shel tzibur. So that's the psak of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Safek. Rabbi Eliezer says, such a person, as a Safek, I'm in doubt. I'm in doubt whether such a person is considered tole b'Beis Din and exempt from his own personal karban chatas, or he's tole b'atzmo and he'd be chayv his karban chatas. And the Mishnah then explains Ezeu Safek. Now, when we talk about a Safek, it's not every person who, after Beis Din gave a psak, went ahead and thought that he could follow the psak. And the Mishnah explains what that means. Yashav, what's considered a Safek? Well, oh, and what do you do, by the way, when you're a Safek? What do you do in general when you're not sure if you chive something for which there's a chiv kares, you did it b'shogeg, when you're not even sure if you did it or not? We mentioned this in when we learned Masechah Shvuos. So you have a person who is a suffix, whether he's chive or karban chatzis. Mishnah had a case, whether he had relations with a nido or not, he's not sure. What do you do? So if it were true, and of course it was done with shogig, we're talking about yichavi karban chatas, because violating living with the nida is going to be a chiyuv kares if it's done to mezes. So yichavi karban chatas. But this person is suffic whether his wife was a nida at that time or not. So we said you have to bring an asham tolui. Asham tolui is a guilt offering that's brought to be tolui. It's held in abeyance. It's suspended. It's hanging in midair to protect a person until we have clarity. Clarity that the person actually did the Aveira, so they have to bring a Karban Chatas later, and maybe it's going to protect him his whole life if we have no clarity. So says Rabbi Eliezer, that's exactly what we do here. I don't agree with Rabbi Shimon that you should be pater categorically. I believe that this is a suffix. I'm not sure if such a person is tole b'Beis Din, or maybe he's tole b'atzmo. At the end of the day, Beis Din had already retracted. And the Mishnah now explains, in what case are you talking about we would call this a suffix? Not every case. Ezu suffix. Yashav lo besoch beso. If he was sitting in his house, so there, and he followed the psak of beis, and he could have asked around. Maybe he would have gotten the answer. So then he's chayev. That's the suffolk person who's chayev in asham tali. Because we could say on the one hand, hey, he was tali b'davs based, and he heard beis and gave the psak halacha before Pesach. That spelt is not chametz. So he may prepared himself a lot of spelt bread, and he was eating it the first couple of days, and then all of a sudden, the second day of Chol HaMoed, Beis Din retracted. They're ruling. He didn't hear about it. He was sleeping at that time. He wasn't aware about it. Maybe he could have asked people. So is he a Tola B'das Beis Din, a Tola B'das Atzmo? I have a suffix. Such a person should bring an Asham Toli. Doesn't bring his own personal Chatas, but he's also not completely exempt, like Rabbi Shimon says. He brings an Asham Toli. But halach lo medina sayam. But let's say he went overseas. He heard the psak halacha before Pesach. He was going away for Pesach. So he's based in the Sanhedrin mentioned the psak. He's flying somewhere. He's going overseas. So now he made all this bread, this spelt bread. He brought it along with him, and he's eating it throughout Pesach. He finds out after Pesach that Beis Din retracted on the first day of Chol HaMoed. How is he supposed to know? So in such a case, says the Mishnah, Potter. So once again, Ezu Suffolk, what's a Suffolk? Yashav Lepsoch Beis, he's sitting in his house. Then Chayv, such a person is Chayv, the Yashav Tali, the Suffolk Karban. But Halach Lom and Dinas Hayam, but he's overseas, then Potter is completely Potter. And Om Rabbi Akiva, Modani Bazeh, Shu Karov Liptur Menachov. Rabbi Akiva comes to support the Psak we just gave. I think that such a person is closer to being Potter, and when someone goes overseas, he's certainly closer to being putter than being chayev, and that's why it's logical to say that he should be exempt from the Asham Talui. And we'll see what Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us. Amala ben Azai, and ben Azai argues Rabbi Akiva and says, Mashana zem and Ayosha bevei, so I disagree. What should be the difference between someone went overseas, someone who's sitting in his house? Why should you assume that the cases are different? So he explains, Shayoshib Veso Efshar Haya Lo She Yisham She Yishma, because the person who's sitting in his house potentially could have heard. And therefore we say, okay, he thought maybe he's Tolib based in, maybe he should have heard the answer. Then he brings an Asham Tolib. But Vizeh, but the one who went overseas, Lo Hayaf She Yishma, he couldn't hear. He didn't hear that Beis Din retracted, and therefore he's Tolib based in very genuine kind of way, and therefore he's Pater completely, even from the Suffolk Karban, even from the Asham Tolib. Now, what's the machlokas here? So the Gemara explains that Ben Azai agrees with Rabbi Akiva that there's a difference between someone who's overseas and someone who's sitting in his house. The machlokas between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva is the following. Someone who was what we call Machzik Baderech, he begins his trip, begins his voyage. He begins this trip to go overseas. He's on his way. Rabbi Akiva says even such a person is closer to being Pater than being Chayav, and therefore that's also treated as Medina Sayam overseas, and he does not have to bring an Asham Taloi. Why? Because he begins his trip, he's very preoccupied, so he's not really going to find out what Beis Din is saying. So he's not going to ask around. And therefore he's like, even though he's not, he only traveled a couple of miles, or he's about to leave his house. But Ben Azai says, no, person who hasn't left his house yet, so that he's kiyoshev beveso. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is saying, even hechzik baderech doesn't even mean that he started his trip. He's about to start a trip. The car is packed. They're ready to go. They're in the taxi already. Everything's ready. The suitcases in the front door. So even, and such a person then brings his spelt bread along the trip and eats it sometime over Pesach, he's also can be told by Das Basin is completely putter even from an Asham Tali, because his mind is preoccupied on the trip. He's not thinking, if Beis Din gave a Psak Halacha, that it's now realized they made a mistake, they retracted, he's not going to find out about that. Ben Azai says, no, you haven't left your house, you Yoshe Beveso, you Chayv an Asham Tali. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that when we speak about Beis Din Min Chayv, a par helam davar shel tzibur, so we have to be careful what we mean when Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling with respect to a particular mitzvah. We're not speaking about where Beis Din gives a psak to uproot a mitzvah completely. That is not an erroneous ruling for which they have to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. And if they did so and someone did that aveira, so they should have learned the Chumash and shouldn't have paid attention to Beis Din, and the chayv or carbon chatas. And the Gemara has a principle to follow, and that is the following: Ein Beis Din chayavin ad sheyoru bedavar she'ein hatzedukim modimo. Interesting. Beis Din is not chayav this carbon par helam davar shel tzibur until they give a psak halacha hora with respect to something that the tzedukim do not admit to, that the tzedukim do not follow. Tzedukim only follow the Torah she bichsav. So we're not talking about where Beis Din says, we'll see examples of the Mishnah. Oh, there's no, Shabbos doesn't exist. For Shabbos, if you're not, you weren't warned, Shabbos, you'd have been made to the Chayv Kares, if you're warned to Chayv Skila. But if Shabbos is an example where there's an Isser Kares, oh, Shabbos doesn't exist. So if Beis Din said Shabbos doesn't exist, and someone violated the Shabbos, or most of Am Yisrael violated the Shabbos, we wouldn't say that the Chayv Parma Heladem Shal Tzibu will see that. But Aval B'davar Shet Stukim Modimbo, but if something's Stukim Modimbo, they're going to be potter. It has to be a hora that has to do with a detail of a mitzvah, not that they're uprooting the mitzvah completely. Ma'u atam, the Gemara asked, zil kari be ravu. This is something, go in and learn chumish. Go in, everyone knows this. You learn elementary school, you learn this. Tinekov shabbos rabban know that this is us. So it says the Mishnah like this. Haperek alf, Mishnah Gimel. Horu, based in la'akor, is called haguf, literally the whole body. Based in made a hora to uproot the whole body of a mitzvah. Amru, for example, the Mishnah says, based in, let's say, it said, ein nida b'torah. There's no prohibition of nida at all in the Torah. Ein Shabbos b'torah. Ein avodah zarah b'torah. All of these are potential issur karas. Avodah zarah also, by the way, you chai of could be chai of skila if you were warned. But the same thing as Shabbos, but nonetheless, if you weren't warned, you didn't measure the Chayv Kares. So Shabbos, no Nida, no Shabbos, no Avodah Zarah. Hare Elu Pturim. Based in a Pater from a Parah Helo Dam Shol Tzibur, this is not considered a Hora'a. Halachic ruling means that in a particular detail of a Halacha, of a Mitzvah, they tell you they permit something. So such a person, if a person now follow their Psak Halacha, so everyone who does, they have to bring their own personal sin offering. So let's say Beis Din just said, what happened? Let's say Beis Din said, okay, you know, this once a year, there's no such thing. The seventh day is not Shabbos. You go 2 weeks and it's chol for two straight weeks. Okay. So that Shabbos comes and most of Am Yisrael doesn't keep Shabbos. Or everyone violated the Shabbos. So, they followed the Beis Din. No, there's no par helam davar shel tzibur and everyone chayes chayv to bring their own chum chadas. Obviously, it's a shogeg, not calling it a Beis Din, called it a shogeg. They have to be carbon chatas. But where are they chayev apar? Horu levatel miktsas ulekayim miktsas. But if they made a hora psak to nullify part of a mitzvah and fulfill the other part, the mitzvah still exists, partially at least, but we're going to permit this aspect of the mitzvah, harelu chayav, and then if most of the tzibur follow their psak, based on its chayav, the par helam davar shel tzibur. And the Mishnah furnishes us with examples. Ketzad, what is this? What's an example of this? Amru, yesh nida b'torah, aval haba al shomeres yom kinegi yom pater. That's an example. There is the concept of nida b'torah, but if a man has relations with a shomeres yom kineged yom, then he's pater. There's no problem at all. He's not chayiv kares for that. Now, what's a shomeres yom kineged yom? So, just briefly, we assume when a woman begins to menstruate, that's what we call pesach nidasa, and she's a nida for the next for those seven days. Minat Torah, after 7 days, she can go to the, assume she's not bleeding, she can go to the mikvah, and she's muteres lebala. That is during that time period. Afterwards, the next 11 days are what we call ziva days, potential ziva days. And if a woman bleeds, what the Torah says, the end of Pashem Masara, low below es nidasa, she begins to bleed at the time she does not expect her period. So the halacha is the following. If, let's say, after those 7 nida days, she started to menstruate on the first day, the next 7 days are automatically nida days, whether she bleeds for 1 day or all 7 days doesn't matter. After that, she sees blood, let's say, on day 8. So if she sees blood on day 8 for one day, so one day she sees that she checks herself, she's clean, she does a bedika. So the halach is she has to guard one day betahara, what we call shomeres yom keneged yom. For the one day that she's bleeding, she has to count one clean day, and then afterwards, then she could go to the mikvah. So there's only one day of tahara that's necessary, assuming that she stops bleeding, so then she couldn't go to the mikvah that night. Shomeres yom keneged yom. She guards one day of tahara keneged, corresponding to the one day of that she was bleeding. This is during the days of Ziva. Let's say that happens for two consecutive days. Same thing, shomeres yom keneged yom. She counts one clean day b'tahara, and then goes to the mikvah, is able to go to the mikvah that night. But if three consecutive days, then she becomes a Zava Gadola and she has to count seven clean days. So the concept of Shomer Shem Keneged Yom is one detail in the laws of Nida. And if a man has relations with a woman when she's a Shomer Shem Keneged Yom, so there's a Chiyuv Kares there. So Beis Din gave the Psak Halacha, there's a concept of Nida. But Shomer Shem Keneged Yom is not an issue, you putter. So that's an example of Horas Beis Din that we speak of. That's not an uprooting a mitzvah. It's not something that Tzedukim are moda in, and therefore this is an example. Or Yeh Shabbos b'Torah, aval hamotzim yishus hayachal yishus harabim pater. Oh, Shabbos, no doubt there's a concept of Shabbos and certain malachos you can't do, but this idea of carrying, taking out from a private domain, public domain, so that doesn't exist. That's not only 38 malachos. This doesn't exist. Or let's say Yeh Shavod Zara b'Torah, aval hamishtachave pater. Or there is Avodah Zarah in the Torah, but if you bow down to Avodah Zarah, you are exempt. You're not considered Avodah Zarah. Oh, the concept of Avodah Zarah exists, but there are certain things you can't do. You can't bring incense, and you can't pour wine for Avodah Zarah. You can't bring sacrifices, but bowing, that's allowed. Then, Harei Lechavim, then based in his Chayav, in the Par Helim Davar Shol Tzibur, Shneamar, V'Ne'elam Davar, it says, V'Ne'elam means from based in V'Ne'elam, they became unaware of the matter. It's Davar. Davar is a matter, is a detail. Davar v'lo kol haguf. It's a part of it, but not the entire thing. Based in, has to be where it's only a horah on a detail in the mitzvah. Now that seemed very relatively simple, but the Gemara says that's not really what the Mishnah means at all. Why not? Because these three examples are actually all in the Chumash, and they would be things that the Tzedukim would be boda to. All in the Chumash. Where do you have these in the Chumash? So Shomer Shem Keneged Yom is written in the Chumash. In Parshas Metorah it says, V'safra la, safra means she shall count, so that means she shall count. We assume that means Yom Keneged Yom. You count one day. Counting means, okay, what are you counting? You bled for one day, you're going to count for one day. How about carrying? We specifically gave that example because that's in the Chumash. We have two of the 39 malachas actually written in the Chumash. One is Havara in Parshas Vayakel, and one is Hotzah, carrying, which is both in Parshas Vayakel, Vayavir Kol B'machaneh, and it's in Parshas B'shalach, where Torah says, Al Yetzei Ish V'Mekomo, which according to some means, you're not supposed to carry on Shabbos. So that's also a pasuk in the Chumash. And not only that, how about bowing to Avodah Zarah? It says, Lo Sishtach Aveh La'el Acher. So these are all examples where Beis Din would not be, would not have to bring a parhel of Davjolti, because these are things that the Tzedukim are modebo. So what are we talking about? Why does the Mishnah give these examples? So the Gemara explains that these are examples, but we didn't explain them correctly. The example of Shomer Shem Keneged Yom means the following. If Beis Din comes and says there's no concept of Nida, so that's not included. If they say there's a concept of Nida, but there's no concept of Shomer Shem Keneged Yom, that's also not included. But if they say there's a detail in Shomer Yom Keneged Yom that you putter for example, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemezova. So, and they make up a halacha that, oh, you know, the Torah only prohibits a Shomer Shem Keneged Yom if she sees blood during the daytime, based on Kol Yemezova. But if she saw blood at night, so then she's mutter to be with her husband, that blood at night doesn't count. Or let's say when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, they say, oh, you're not allowed to we know you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, that's true. But throwing something from one Rishus to another, from Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYachad, or vice versa, that's allowed. After all, you're not leaving, Al Yetzei Ish, you can't leave your makom, but you're not leaving your makom, only the object is. For that, you'll be putter. Or let's say they say regarding bowing to Avodah Zarah, you're only not allowed to bow if you completely prostrate yourself. But if you're bowing and you're not complete, or you're still bowing but not pisha dan raglaim, that's okay. So those are all examples. That's what the Mishnah means. Those are all examples of details within these halachos that may be written in the Chumash. These are not in the Chumash. These would be mistakes that people would be making, that based in potential could make. And that's what we speak about. V'nalam davar, this detail was they became unaware of. They realized it was an erroneous psak. That's where they bring a par helam davar shel tzibur.